For me, it's an incredibly powerful emotion for a man to come inside of me, trying to breed me. I don't know. It's hard to explain. For me, there's this primal, carnal emotion, like I'm fulfilling my true purpose and role in that moment. A moment of clarity, where I can relish in bliss and satisfaction. It's like I've trained all my life for that moment. Like an Olympic athlete training and preparing for the Olympic grand stage, I follow a similar path towards my own gold medal breeding moment. I maintain a healthy lifestyle and diet. I'm a yoga instructor, so I'm fit and in shape. I had breast implants put in when we got engaged. I've mastered walking in stiletto high heels, learned to lease in sexy lingerie. Even my sexual perspective has been molded and shaped for this breeding moment. My body, so carefully sculpted, is his to use. My actions are to serve him and to extract every last drop of cum from his balls. Most of my satisfaction and sexual happiness is derived from his own pleasure, his approval of me. Even the night of the fuck, I would spend time primping and pampering, fixing my hair, applying my makeup, dressing in slutty lingerie. We would have timed our breeding session with my cycle, of course. His balls, full of cum, ready to flood my womb. Yes, leading up to this, our intentions and actions could only be fulfilled by one thing. The only reward I ask is for his cum, a symbol of validation, of purpose. When we're fucking, there are two popular positions where the man comes inside of me. The first is missionary. He's on top of me, his weight securing me to the bed. My legs are spread and high heels are up in the air, my arms wrapped around his back, holding on for dear life. My body is ready to accept his cum. As he's thrusting inside of me, I can hear his grunts, his moans. Like an animal, he's announcing his intentions. My duty is to fuck him and grant him the release he's earned. With his final thrust, he'll unload inside of me. We'll make eye contact. Yes, he wants to see my face, looking into my eyes as we both know what just happened. The second is doggy style. Perhaps I'm dressed a little more slutty. Thigh-high stockings attached to a garter belt. Its straps are ideal to hold on to. He's behind me. Fucking me, mercilessly pounding. Doggy style is more aggressive, more dominant, a slap of my ass, pull of my hair. The thrusts are more powerful, deeper. His cock is just splitting me in half. Yes, we know why I'm here. I'm his fuck toy, his trophy that he's about to breed. Again, with his final thrust, he'll drain his balls inside of me. But no eye contact this time. I'll look at him over my shoulder and see him relishing his achievement. I'm just so proud that he's allowed me to give him this moment. In both cases, I swear, I can feel my body and attitude change instantly. Like, I'll develop this attachment toward the guy. Not love or feelings for him, but almost like I'm thankful and grateful for him. Through his pure, raw fucking, he's owned my body, but now that his cum is inside of me, synced up with my cycle, he's also claimed my soul.